Hello, my name is Elizabeth, the podcast host of Elizabeth Chronicles, obviously. Today we're going to talk about Meg Ryan. And I know that probably sounds really weird and kind of obsessive, but it kind of is. So I'm going to be talking about Meg Ryan. And the reason being, the reason why I even thought of this was that, so my husband Blaine and I, we came home, you know, to our hometowns or whatever, and we watched, I think we watched You've Got Mail here at our apartment, and then we watched Sleepless in Seattle when we were visiting our hometowns, and it's fantastic. And I got to just see Meg Ryan all over again of how fantastic she is. Like, she's absolutely fantastic. I love her so much. And, I remember when we started watching, like, You've Got Mail, there was just that one moment of, like, when they introduced Meg Ryan's character in You've Got Mail. I forgot what her name was. Kathleen. That's what it was. I wrote it down. They introduced her, and it was just so great, and it was so cute. And I told Blaine, I was like, there is just something so magical about her. Like, she just has this charm, right? She's just very charming. And that's how I got this idea, because I was raised with chick flicks, and Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks are the power couple in my mind, and I love them. So what I thought of was how does Meg Ryan even think, like, how is she so good at capturing audiences in their, she just knows how to pique people's interests, and I really, really like that's what I just really love about Meg Ryan, is that she just knows how to be, like, so charming and so wonderful and so sweet in all of her characters that she does. Even if, like, her characters are, like, kind of jerks at first or something, she's more just, like, she knows how to reel you in, you know? And it's kind of hard to explain, but I just have always had this, I've always been attracted to all of her characters and just her as an actress. So You've Got Mail has always been really, really dear to my heart. I remember watching it for the first time, probably when I was like a teenager or something, and I was still living at home, and I watched it, and I loved it, and I cried, and I cry every time, and Blaine can totally concur to that, because I cry every time, and it gets emotional every time. But the reason I love You've Got Mail so much is the soundtrack, Tom Hanks, of course, Meg Ryan, of course, and it's also a modernized story of, what's it called? Shop Around the Corner, which I have not seen the original, but I have seen Good Old Summertime with Judy Garland, which is also another remake of it. And just a story of how the original stories were, you know, these people sending letters to each other, and I really like that. And then they modernized it, and You've Got Mail with the email, when, you know, email started to become so big. It was, I forgot when the movie was made, but it was probably like late 90s, early 2000s, and that's when, like, I don't know, it was just crazy idea that you can meet people online, and that was crazy to people, and I really like how they kind of adapted that into the movie. So, there is a podcast that I absolutely love, and it's called, This Movie Changed Me, and they talk about You've Got Mail and how it's changed this guy's life and how it's just so wonderful, and they just talk about how great it is, how poetic it is. It even has, like, some quotes from it and, like, little snippets of, like, the movie, and I recommend all of you guys to listen to that podcast, just in general, because it's so good. But it's just, it's so great. You've Got Mail is just so poetic. But I don't even have to explain more of You've Got Mail, because that whole podcast episode explains it all perfectly. But I was thinking about this, where I'm just so obsessed with chick flicks. And I know if you know me, you know how much I love chick flicks. And the best chick flicks I've realized that that exist are from the 90s and from the early 2000s. And that was like the prime years of like wonderful chick flicks, even if they were like very repetitive in storylines, even though they were like just, you know, the cheesy stereotypes or whatever, it started to make it seem more of how do I explain this? Like with chick flicks, it started to become more of a feminist kind of view in the way of women in these stories were actually becoming more independent and becoming independent at first and being able to like someone at the end, and it's perfect, you know, and they can be independent together. So that's what I really like about these movies, is that it's just becoming something so wonderful, and I just love it. So one of like the just the best chick flicks are from this era, which is Legally Blonde, Clueless, 10 Things I Hate About You, Never Been Kissed, The Wedding Singer, etc., of course, Sleepless in Seattle, you know, all this fun stuff. And with all of these characters, you can just see how much all of these characters are becoming more in depth, especially with the women, and I feel like Meg Ryan caught that kind of individuality way better than what, like, in a lot of other actresses, at least in my opinion. But I think that she just knows how to be a good, well, like, in-depth character, even if it's just, like, an hour and a half movie of just her, of that character falling in love and something doing stereotypical things, like being a businesswoman and, you know, all this weird stereotypes that exist in chick flicks. But I just think it's really cool that I think Meg Ryan kind of stands out from the pack, I feel like, in a weird way. Like with Reese Witherspoon and with Drew Barrymore, I feel like they had their own charms in their own way, but I think with Meg Ryan, she just seemed more spunky, to say it the best, I guess. But it's good because, like, during this era, it just felt like it could be proved that women can have, just be good characters in general. Of course, there are, like, history of just great female characters. I've seen plenty of older movies from, like, the 40s and the 50s and, like, all this stuff. And they have great characters, but all of them had this one thing in common where it's only men that control their lives, and it's interesting because there's always, like, you know, these undertones of these men manipulating these women in these movies, which you never really realize, not in all of them, but in a lot of them, though. It points out that men are more manipulative towards women in that era, but I feel like in the 90s and early 2000s, it started becoming more great to see that women actually can do their own things, you know, and they can become their own businesswoman self, just like in every chick flick now. But I think that with Meg Ryan especially, she just has this, all of her characters just seem like this type of person that knows how to tell a story in that character's point of view and tell the audience that she is this certain type of woman, and it's never an annoying woman. It's never someone needy or annoying or anything. She just is just, it's just great. I love it. And really, if her characters never ended up with a man, like, the character would still be fine, you know? But Meg Ryan has always played the independent woman who just so happens to find a good man. The way she plays characters feels charming, funny, sophisticated, and can even be a total brat just as a character, but is still lovable in some sort of way. And I really, really like that about her. And I feel like with a lot of actors or soon-to-be actors, I feel like she has a sort of quirkiness that I think a lot of actors would want, because she knows how to be dramatic, she knows how to be comedic, and she just knows how to be lovable. And that's what I really like about her. And she knows how to be very poetic and be able to capture poetic things in these movies, like in You've Got Mail, in this podcast that I listen to. It's perfect at portraying that this is a very poetic movie, that no one talks like these certain things. There's this quote that I had to write down because I just think it's so great. It says that Meg Ryan's character says, because she is emailing Tom Hanks' character, and she says, "Sometimes I wonder about my life. I lead a small life. Well, not small, but valuable. And sometimes I wonder, do I do it because I like it or because I haven't been brave? So much of what I see reminds me of something I read in a book. When shouldn't it be the other way around? I don't really want an answer. I just want to send this cosmic question out into the void. So good night, dear void." And I feel like that is such a good quote. Like, it makes me so happy. That quote is absolutely fantastic. But it's really just like, no one would say that. No one would definitely just, no one would say that in reality. Of course, if you're emailing someone, that's not really something that you'd say exactly, but it's something that Meg Ryan knows how to say in a realistic way, if that makes sense. And she knows how to be a good actor and know how these characters, these non-realistic characters, would say these things as if it was realistic, which I really like about it, because I know there are a lot of actors and actresses that do not know how to say things in a non-weird way, and I don't know how to explain it that well, but I just think that I just miss Meg Ryan. That's all it is. I wish that I think she's still acting, but I don't know how many things she's in anymore. All I'm saying, Hollywood, is give me a chick flick with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan now, and it'd be cute, and I'd love it, because they'd be, like, older, and then, okay, someone get this as an idea and give it to some great director, and we can have an awesome movie, okay? We need a good chick flick with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan when they're, like, what, how old are they? Like, in their 50s or 60s? That would be perfect. Okay, someone get on that, please.
Anyway, so, that is my podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this wonderful podcast that I made. I'm happy that I'm being able to be creative in these sort of things. I'm very happy that I'm able to expand more of my taste of what I want in this podcast, and I hope you guys like it, and I really hope that you guys liked it. But my name is Elizabeth. You can follow me. I have a new Instagram page for just my podcast, and it's called The Elizabeth Chronicles. It's the, and then Elizabeth spelled with an S and not a Z, and then Chronicles, all lowercase, no spaces or anything in between the words. And you can find me on Instagram. Go ahead and follow me. I just got the page, so I don't have that many followers. So please follow me if you want to. That would be great. And then if anyone has any requests or any questions for me, just DM me on either my personal Instagram or my podcast Instagram. So I love you all. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you guys later. Bye.